for Cover Your Assets with Jim Lynch. Jim joins us on a Tuesday morning. He has many years' experience, an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, politics, sports, and more. And we welcome him in again this morning. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
How's everybody out there?
Getting along, surviving.
Sorry?
Did you have some good Passover Seder?
I did not, but I had some good I had some good soup thanks to Marshall.
Yes.
Marshall, any comment?
I'm the soup supplier. the soup and matzo ball
some
supplier.
Some of my friends did the virtual Seder, and it worked out pretty well.
I asked Arthur Schwartz if he did a virtual Seder, just because I had expected that he was, and he basically said the virtual Seder with the they did a virtual birthday party. He said they watched half of the Ten Commandments and ate matzo brei for the others. He said
I think for the first time we used Zoom to chat with some of my grandkids, and it was fun. It was a lot of fun. We missed Marshall because we needed a good technology man, but he somehow got along.
There's a new job out there. But by the way, there's just a tremendous what's the word I'm looking for? That's a new business. The person who starts, being the Zoom coordinator is going to, between households, is going to make a bloody fortune.
Right. Well, continuing on the theme that you were talking before I got on, it's nice that the curve is flattening, but experts like Redfield of CDC is warning us already that we cannot take much for granted, because there could be a second wave once this gets down to acceptable levels where we think we can go back to work. I think it's very premature, this idea of getting back to work, in the sense that when the president says it, he says it totally for his own political stature. When Cuomo gets together with the governors, he says we're working on a plan to intelligently, effectively, together get us back in a slow fashion back to work. And his caution is shown by the way he has set this up. Each state has a person who works on the financial, economic end, an expert in the field, and some other folks to coordinate between all of these governors here on the East Coast. That is a plan. Now, you're going to hear a lot of stuff from Trump that he supposedly is the be-all and end-all, and he's in charge and so forth. Unfortunately for him, he's dead wrong. He doesn't know his Constitution. But more importantly, Trump has missed his opportunity to be a leader, because he didn't have the courage, the guts, the smarts to bring forward a plan. As you will read, if you haven't already, in the New York Times last Sunday, the report that shows factually that we knew about this in November, December, January. Trump knew about it. Trump was told by people from the National Security Department that a pandemic of enormous proportions was possibly coming. He stalled because he didn't want things to look bad for him. It's always the same thing. It's all about him. He didn't want to look bad for him. So he didn't take responsibility. And at a press conference, if you might remember, he basically said, I'm not responsible for this. The man said, I'm not responsible. The president of the United States. Cuomo, the governor of New York, said very simply, gee, if you're mad at something here in this program we're trying to do, be mad at me. Don't take it out on a secondary person or somebody else. So I strongly suggest, if you haven't seen this New York Times article, that you get a hold of it. Also, on the Internet, you can get ABC report on the same subject matter, naming names in the government who told Trump what was coming, and he just fluffed the scientists aside and said, I know better, I don't care. A very dangerous thing is emerging in that Trump is so upset with everything that is not his that he's been rumored of being very upset with Fauci for being so outspoken, Fauci being the longtime great scientist. So I caution everybody that if he does do something with Fauci, then it's going to set us back in terms of dealing with the situation. I think it'll continue at the state level, but at the federal level, he could get into one of his little fits is where he gets upset and yells and screams, as he did at these young reporters at yesterday's, whatever he calls this thing, update on the coronavirus. He doesn't update you. He just updates and puts ads out himself how good he is. As we go forward here, it'd be nice if Trump could just go to the side, go to Russia with his friend Putin, and leave the experts and the intelligent people and the executives to manage the situation.
It's interesting. I saw he's like, you know, by the way, the states in the Northeast have teamed up with California and a few other states. It's not just an East Coast thing, these 10 states to try to put together a plan to slowly restart the economy and restart the public and restart business and restart people going out in public. That's all being set up. And I guess what I wish the president, that by setting up a national task force is a smart thing to do, but you look at the task force, and that task force really should be made up of some regional governors, some obviously, and even though I hate big business, some big business people in that, as well as people from the Chamber of Commerce. I think, had he put that task force
Have the people on it been announced? As far as I know, they have not.
Yes, they were. They were announced yesterday. Yes, they were.
Okay.
Four of the people that are going to be on it were announced yesterday.
There are more. What was interesting was Cuomo's press conference for each state. They've got the health expert. They've got a business leader, and they've got the chief of staff for the governor. So I think that is an interesting place that they're beginning, and it covers all of the different areas. We will see what the national. It's not being called a council, I think, or whatever. There's a legal term. You're not allowed to use something. But whatever it is, you'll see who's on it. You'll see whether you even approve of the balance of it. And based on that, we'll decide whether or not you want to pay very much attention to it, since in the end, the execution is going to come down to the states.
Okay, here's who's right now is going to be on it. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow, of course, a Fox person, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, I agree with that wholeheartedly, Vice President Mike Pence, I don't think he's really needed on that, Economic Advisor Kevin Hassett, who is the Economic Advisor, and right now, his daughter Ivanka Trump might be on it. But
I'm just saying,
might.
I'm just saying that it came out that they're not.
All right. But all I'm saying is the people that are on there aren't the people that should be on there to represent a broad range of people. I just think that it's too insular and everything's too associated with the White House the way they've got it set up right now. It has to be more broad-based, have more business, have more governors, the business councils. More of that should be on that, as well as maybe Vice President Pence and someone from the White House.
And according to NPR this morning at 5 a.m., the headline is, who will advise Trump on reopening the U.S. White House to set new pandemic council? And he is expected to specify who will help him decide and when. So we will see how many of those people end up there and whether there is the foresight to add, as Marshall was saying, the Chamber of Commerce and other elements that might balance it out more evenly.
Well, I think Cuomo's approach, where he has scientists and people dealing with the virus, along with people of business acumen, is the way to go. I guess I'm going to have to comment on the selection by the president in that I'd like to be positive, but it's impossible. All of the people on this thing are yes men of Trump. And what you get with this council is Trump. And Trump doesn't know what he's doing. Mnuchin threw people out of his housing that he owned in 2008. So I doubt if he's a man of the people. Larry Kudlow looks like he's back on drugs, where he supports Trump. And I think, is the guy who looked like Elmer Fudd on there? I forget.
No, he's not. You're thinking about the, okay. Just think about the guy in that, Purdue, Sonny Purdue.
It's a ragtag band that's just there to make him feel comfortable. And I think that people better wise up to the fact that the last person you want to listen to in terms of the pandemic or the economy is Trump. He's in it for himself, and he's in way over his head. He's in the process of drowning now in his lies, and the sooner it happens, the better.
Okay, with that being said, in terms of getting things back on the road, what are you recommending?
Well, I'm recommending, I'll get to the markets in a minute, I'm recommending that people start realizing you have to solve, to a great extent, the virus situation. We've got to be doing testing. I'm citing what experts are saying. That's not my opinion. But Trump himself said 2 weeks ago, anybody who wants a test can get it. We've only tested 0.9, 2 million people of the 320 million people in this country. The experts say we must test. We must find out who might have had it, now might have antibodies. We need to do this antibody test on those who've had this thing. We need to test everybody we could possibly can in various and sundry scientific areas that have been developed by people who know this stuff, like Fauci. So in terms of the economy, this economy is not going to snap back. In fact, even when they do the testing, and even though things get rosier, we're not going to go back to work immediately, and we're not going to prosper immediately. The people in this country have been shaken. They know they've been robbed, many of them, of their health and their lives by the policy of this government. So their faith in going back is going to be very, very small. So that said, you won't have a quick rebound. And more importantly, it's been set up. We are in a recession going on a depression. And if you don't want to buy that, fine, don't buy it. It's just like those people who went to parties and so forth during the last month and a half, even though there was this instruction not to, and are now dead. This is a life and death situation. In terms of the markets, sometime in January, we were a seller up at 2,900 in the Dow. It got down to 29,000, rather. It got down to 18,000. We mentioned a show or two ago there could be a rebound of about 40%, which happens when markets get very volatile. Well, it has rebounded. It hit 2,400. That's about 40%. If you haven't sold, I would sell a portion of your portfolio. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I don't know what you own. But I'm bearish on the economy. And the more the people from the Trump administration talk it up, the more bearish I become. We also mentioned gold as a safe haven in January. It was $1,537. It's $1,720 today. I'd stick with the gold. I'd buy gold on a retreat. Now, a new thing is a lot of people got into treasury bonds. And I think treasuries are a very dangerous situation unless you own them at greater yields than are existent today. And the reason being, we're running on about increasing the deficit by anywhere from $8 to $10 trillion. And the Federal Reserve is printing money. And this is all the way it's going to happen we'll eventually get the economy back, and then we're going to have inflation like they never saw before. So I would get out of U.S. government bonds.
Yeah, well, that the inflation part is so predictable, and that's it. It's just what happens. Because I tell you, I mean, I think we're going to even need a second stimulus act to go along with the first one. And when you add, let's say it's another $2 trillion, when you add $4 trillion to the national debt, it's gonna really whack you on the rear end. It's just one of those inevitable things.
Yeah. It's just, and they're definitely, you can tell that they're running around, that there's going to have to be more money. You know, the initial, not only is there not enough to go around for the initial one, not only is everybody waiting for, and I'm not talking about the payment for staying home. I'm talking about the SBA grants and unemployment, which has been bulked up, but people haven't received their money yet. You know, this was created when I believe it was thought that everyone was only going to be home for a couple of weeks. And the fact is that 6 weeks is going to require a whole lot more intervention, let's just say.
So once again, Jim, within the last 2.5 minutes we have left, for people that normal people, not market smart people, not people that know how to play the market and buy at the right times and sell at the right times, for normal people, what is your advice to them over the next couple of weeks, again?
While they're waiting for their money.
Cash. Or T-bills, or if you could find some short-term municipals, I would avoid any risk. One additional thing in terms of more money being thrown at this situation, one of the problems we have developing, this administration is so short of executive talent that some of these programs about getting money out and lending and so forth, it's very helter-skelter. And this confusion enables the rich cats to get in and get theirs before the little guy gets his. I remember in 2008, some executives of major, major brokerage firms got some of the largesse that was given by some program or other. I forget the name of it. I know the name of the guy and the name of the firm, but I'm not going to mention it. So we've got to be careful here that there could be a boondoggle here, some very wealthy, connected people. And we've seen Trump do this his entire tenure. He'll do things for people who have money and or might donate to his campaign, et cetera, et cetera. But our bottom line, the average person, I mean, come on. We have enough problems in our heads now, depression, panic, whatever. You don't need to be going at risk on anything. There'll be plenty of time, probably come the fall, for you to take some risk.
And the stock market is the stock market. What goes up will come down, and what goes down will eventually come up.
Possibly.
Exactly. And the point is, right now, some people are ballyhooing that, oh, things are cheap and so forth. No, they're not cheap. People don't know, including the people on Wall Street, at this particular moment in time. There was a thing called 1929 where the market exploded, and it went down from about 350, which was the Dow Jones average at that time, over the next 3 years to about 40. Okay, do you realize that loss? People were jumping out of buildings from Wall Street. So the average guy should stick with himself. The old savings bank kind of mentality. Save your money. Don't spend. And very importantly, and I'm sorry I've been so bearish today, because I'll end with, try and keep your spirits up by communicating with a lot of people you know or haven't seen or heard. If you play an instrument, start practicing. If you're an avid reader, if you want to write short stories, but try and keep your spirits up, because it's very important that your mental health be top-notch so you can take care of your physical health.
All right, Jim, with that, stay healthy, you and your family, and we'll speak to you again next week.
You too, guys.
Thank
the
you.
Best. See you. Bye-bye.
Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets here on Robin Hood Radio.